You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome Jacob Tobia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm very happy to be
here. You know
here.
What gets me is you're a hugger, and I'm not used to hugging people who are taller than me. I don't know where to place myself in a taller person hug.
It is kind of awkward because you get the arm sandwich moment.
Yeah, but I'm used to like tall hug. I know how to hug down, and then like you're the first person I've hugged who's taller than me, and I don't know how to engage in that hug at all.
Yeah, I did have a growth spurt like, you know, 20 minutes ago, to be fair.
Okay,
it's
okay,
that's official.
Welcome to the show, and congratulations on your book, Sissy, A Coming of Gender Story. Mm. Let's first talk about the title. I mean, Sissy would seem like the title that everybody would want to stay away from because that's a derogatory term many people have used to describe people who are queer, gender non-conforming, et cetera, et cetera. And yet in the book, you talk about how, through self-love, you've learned to own these titles as badges of pride. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, it's funny because in some ways, sissy was the first word that I had to even name my difference. You know, I didn't know the word transgender when I was a kid. I didn't even know the word gay as early as I knew that sissies, people who were gender different, was a thing. And so the whole point of this book for me is to kind of excavate the story of my gender and really not take any part of it for granted. And so the naming it sissy is about reclaiming my childhood for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And learning to kind of like snatch back the power from people who tried to be like, oh, you shouldn't be like that. And you can just kind of be like, well, I mean, if you think you're gonna like tease me with that name, like it's the title of my damn book now, so sorry.
Like, oops. One thing I really enjoyed about this book was the way you tackled conversations in and around being trans, being gay, being gender non-conforming. Because we cannot deny that in society, it is a difficult topic to broach because, A, a lot of the time we don't even know where to begin,
right?
Everyone's afraid of stepping on a landmine somewhere. And then for some people, it just makes them uncomfortable because they've been taught certain things growing up. Mm. Why did you feel like human needs to be part of the conversation? Why do you say that people shouldn't take it as seriously? Like, they should respect it, but they should be able to laugh and joke about gender. That seems like a controversial thing to say.
Right. Well, in the process of writing this book, and also in the process of promoting it, I feel like I've learned a new identity for myself, which I didn't realize was so necessary, but I'm gender chill, y'all. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to live in a world, like, I want to think about what is the future we want to build for trans folks?
Right?
What is the future that I want to live in? And the future I want to live in is not some future where, like, you know, there's no gender and everyone wears, like, gray hoodies and sweatshirts and, like, you know, shaves their head and, like, whatever. Like, that's not the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where gender is this playful thing, where there's no patriarchy, no misogyny, none of the things that make gender suck, and only the things that make gender great.
Right.
I want it to feel like a dress-up bin, you know? And, like, some kids, you know, don't even play dress-up, but, like, watch out, like, they
go,
you know,
color. Yes, of course, yes.
And then some children, I don't know who, like, you know, go in the dress-up bin and are like, How much can I put on my body and still stand up?
Right. And that's something you actually encourage in the book, which I found really interesting. You said one of the things that you think could help us in society is if people experiment more with their gender. So people going out there and dressing in clothes that they wouldn't normally. You said, for instance, everybody should try on a 3-piece suit, regardless of their gender. Just try it on and see how it feels. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, one of the myths, I think, of the way that the trans movement has done our messaging is the idea that, like, oh, cis people have a stable gender. You know, like, people who aren't transgender have a gender that's simple.
Yes.
And I'm like, girl, no one has a simple gender. That's a silly idea. And more importantly, everyone should try out new things. You know, we grow up in a world, or at least most of us grow up in a world, where our gender possibilities are shut down from the moment we're children.
Right.
And I think it is everyone's responsibility and everyone's opportunity to explore what else that could look like.
Why do you think people are so afraid of it, though, and so hateful towards it? Because, I mean, in my world, I've always gone, if somebody's not hurting me or it's not hurting other people, why does it affect you? But there are people who are vehemently opposed to everything that you represent as a human being. Have you ever engaged with somebody like that, and have you ever figured out why people are so against it?
Yeah, I have a lot of empathy, actually, for people who are really uncomfortable around me or who, you know, stigmatize trans folks or who, you know, just, like, played straight-up hate, you know, gender nonconforming people. And the reason I have empathy is because it's like when someone catcalls me in the street, you know, when someone, you know, like is violent towards trans folks, I'm just like, darling, your trauma is showing. You know, like the only reason that you would lash out against a trans person is because you've been traumatized on the basis of your gender too. You know, that like something about your gender went wrong, or someone told you that you couldn't cry when you were a child, or someone told you that this is how you had to be. And you see someone like moi with such freedom, and you don't know how to handle it. To that effect, I brought you a little present.
You brought me a present?
Yes. So I introduced a term.
Oh, you brought me a little bag. I love bags.
Yes, a little baggie.
I got a gift bag.
She always leaves a party giving people gift bags. So back in when we checked in the dressing room,
yes.
I taught you a term.
Yes.
The term is gender.
All right.
I've never
heard of that before.
Yeah, and it's not what it sounds like. It's like playing with your gender and having a damn good time. And so I brought you some clip-on earrings.
Oh, wow.
Because I figured
So I get to wear these?
Yeah, so you see.
You know what kills me with clip-ons a lot of the time is they give me headaches?
But these ones aren't tight, I promise.
Are you sure?
They're good ones. No, they're
a lot of the time they'll like give you headaches.
No, they're gentle. Yes. And Trevor, I don't wanna like be your stylist right now, and I don't wanna like, you know, but I just, this is a look.
Now,
you realize this is a look,
you
right?
You know what's interesting for me, to your ideas of gender and how we identify it and what signifies gender around the world, is in South Africa and in many African cultures, men will wear earrings like this, and it, to your point, it doesn't, like, no one will be like, oh, that man is not man, or is, do you get what I'm saying? It's funny, because like this, I'm just like, I look traditional right now, I could be.
Yes.
Like, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Right.
Like, if my grandmother saw this, she'd be like, finally!
Hey.
He's connecting with his roots!
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course.
It's a really beautiful book. In a funny way. Sissy is available now. Jacob Tobia, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.